Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it. The one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored every day by Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. They can make your workplace more reliable and safer with the drug or alcohol testing program. It is a special edition of Pratt on Texas. We're talking about this Soros prosecutors, and it's gone on all over the country. They've now installed them in Texas' largest cities, and the results are awful. And it's all part of the same social justice movement that they call it, which is injustice as usual. I mean, you know, a bunch of leftists that believe discrimination's the way to rectify the past discrimination. Well, their idea of justice is not justice, and it fits right in with all the things the father of all lies whispers in our ears. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Back in June of 2023, the 26th of June, you can find it at prattontexas.com. I had Cully Stimson on the program. He is a co-author with Zach Smith on a really good book, Road Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities. It's in Kindle and paperback editions. And I had Cully Stimson, his name is Charles, and he goes by Cully, C-U-L-L-Y, Stimson, on, and he's with the Heritage Foundation, the Ed Meese Center there, to talk about that book and that issue. Now, he has had a speech he gave to Hillsdale College, edited and printed in the famous Imprimis, the little free one speech, one issue deal you get each month if you want. You know, Paul Harvey advertised these, the late Paul Harvey, forever. They're fantastic, and it's free, and they don't bother you with other stuff. And Hillsdale is the college to support if you're a conservative in this country. And this was their March 2024 edition. It was Cully Stimson speaking on the same subject. And by the way, if you want to get Imprimis, all you have to, what does Imprimis mean? That's just Latin. It just means in the first place. So these are important issues in the first place. All you've got to do is go to Imprimis, I-M-P-R-I-M-I-S dot Hillsdale dot E-D-U, Imprimis dot Hillsdale dot E-D-U, and you can subscribe. And I want to share his words with you in the special edition of Pratt on Texas from this version after having spoken with him. And you can go back and listen to our interview with Cully Stimson at the podcast page, or just go to Pratt on Texas and search in the search blank for Cully, C-U-L-L-Y. It'll pop it up from June 26th of 2023, and then you can read about it, see the links to the book, and then go down and listen to the podcast extra that I did with him. This is what he had to say as they edited his speech, a speech he gave on March 11th of 2024 at Hillsdale's Washington, D.C. campus as part of their Family Foundation lecture series. And everything, I'm going to interject some things as I always do, but this is Cully Stimson's piece. The writers of our Constitution place their faith not in specific guarantees of rights. Those came later. But in a system of checks on government power. Foremost is the separation of powers among the three branches of the federal government, as well as between the federal government and the states. For this system to work as designed, people in each branch of the federal government and in state governments must do their jobs and stay in their respective lanes. But what happens when district attorneys, members of their state's executive branches, refuse to execute the laws of the land, meaning the laws passed by their legislatures? Cully says we are witnessing the results today in blue cities across America. Now, he writes about cities out of Texas, but I want you to know before I start in on this, Bexar County deposed a Democrat DA for one of these Soros-backed DAs. That's San Antonio. Travis County did the same thing in the last primary. Harris County, or two primaries ago, Harris County did it in the primary of 2024. A tough on crime DA, sort of tough on crime, liberal Democrat, but replaced her with a radical social justice person. It's already happened in Dallas County as well. And I think I've seen notes that a few little counties here and there, the same thing had happened. It was in El Paso County, giant El Paso County as well, until she was so weak by firing the tough prosecutor, so weak on prosecuting that mass killer at the Walmart, that the public rose up and she was going to be put out of office. They removed by petition and hearing, and she resigned. And so right now, fortunately, they have an Abbott appointee. But do you hear what I'm saying? That means more than probably half of the Texas population is under this exact situation that Mr. Stimson does such a great job of explaining in this speech he gave at Hillsdale, and from which we read today and study today from the March issue of 2024 of Imprimis. Approximately 90% of criminal cases in the United States are handled by the 2,300 elected district attorneys spread across 3,143 counties of this country. The rest are prosecuted by U.S. attorneys operating under the Department of Justice. Until recently, elected county district attorneys upheld their end of the social contract by firmly and fairly enforcing state criminal laws and protecting citizens' rights. Regardless of party affiliation, these gatekeepers of the criminal justice system did their job. Over the last 30 years, they played a critical role in driving down crime rates, which I love to remind people aren't at an all-time high now. The high was, the peak was 1992, and it was the turnaround I'm adding here, the gun rights issues where we put guns back in the hands of citizens, that corresponds with this turnaround. Tougher sentences, tougher prosecutions as well. And all of it, the crime rate actually began to go down once we had concealed carry and all of these things. So they did their job. The peak crime rate was 1992. Grew all through the 50s, 60s, particularly the 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and then began to slow, and then it reversed trend. And how did they do their part? Well, they prosecuted violent criminals, while at the same time creating thousands of alternatives to incarceration in jail, such as drug courts. My county, an early leader in that, very successful. You know, conservative Republicans doing what works, not a bunch of social justice lefties. Domestic violence courts, mental health courts, and other highly successful programs, says Stimson. That changed in 2015 with the launching of the George Soros-funded, quote, progressive prosecutor, end quote, movement. Progressive prosecutor movement, 2015. This movement is animated by two beliefs. The first is that the entire criminal justice system is systemically racist. The second is that the only way to fix the system is to dismantle it by replacing law and order district attorneys with pro-criminal and anti-police district attorneys. The sick irony of this movement is that in the areas where it has prevailed, in other words, where they've already had it in place, the most harm has been done to whom? Well, the so-called racial minorities and little guys that they claim to represent, particularly the racial minorities. Because these people purport to represent the interests of racial minorities in all of this social justice. But their programs, just like their welfare programs in the welfare state, but their new social justice programs, their progressive prosecutor movement, has done nothing but led to the ballooning crime rate of minority on minority crime in minority communities where people can't live a decent life. Isn't this a common thing we see throughout the left, all throughout history? I think it is. Next, we pick up with Cully Stimson in Imprimis, Origins of the Progressive Prosecutor Movement. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt's back in a moment after we hear from those who pay the bills.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Over the past decade, dozens of Pratt on Texas listeners have become part of a unique family of Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's dental practice in Costa Rica. Many have returned, taking friends and family. The high level of personal service given our listeners by Dr. Zuniga is amazing. From your initial no-cost, no-obligation inquiry, you'll be talking directly to Dr. Zuniga to determine your needs and answer questions. That direct contact never ends. It's as if you were among the super wealthy with your own specialist on call. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to get started.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, it's always Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to the special edition of Pratt on Texas. Cully Stimson, who I interviewed, and you can go listen to that interview back in June 26th of 2023, still talking about this progressive prosecutor movement. And this appeared in the March 2024 edition of Imprimis. The progressive prosecutor movement, more accurately called the rogue prosecutor movement, is the predictable outgrowth of efforts by earlier Marxist radicals to alter or destroy the American way of life. At its root is the belief that our country and its institutions, including capitalism, are racist. One of the early leaders of the movement to abolish prisons is the infamous Angela Davis, now in her 80s, who in her 2003 book, Are Prisons Obsolete?, equated prisons to modern-day slavery. The prison, she wrote, has become a black hole into which the detritus of contemporary capitalism is deposited. May I insert here how they just... Okay, if it's what the detritus of society, but what's that got to do with capitalism? You see, these movements are all Marxist in their origin. So she said, the prison's the black hole into which the detritus of contemporary capitalism is deposited. Throwing people into prison, she continued, relieves us of the responsibility of seriously engaging with the problems of our society, especially those produced by racism and increasingly global capitalism. In other words, murder, crime, robbery, all that. It's just capitalism. You get it. Patrice Kahn Cullors and Alicia Garza, also known as Alicia Schwartz, co-founders of Black Lives Matter, have also had an enormous influence. Cullors, a militant radical and convicted felon, is a protege of the director of the Labor Community Strategy Center, whose purpose is to build an anti-racist, anti-imperialist, anti-fascist united front. Garza said in an interview, at an international gathering of Marxists in 2015, see, they're not ashamed of it, quote, it's not possible for a world to emerge where Black Lives Matter if it's under capitalism, and it's not possible to abolish capitalism without a struggle against national oppression and gender oppression. During a 2017 PBS interview, Garza heaped praise on Angela Davis for her work exposing the carceral state. You know Spanish, you know it's carcel, the prison, that's your Latin for prison. A state in which people are incarcerated in prisons and called for its dismantling. The involvement, by the way, I wonder if they know that all the Soviet and communist countries that exist today and all the ones that existed at the heyday all had big prisons. Stupid people. The involvement in this movement of billionaire George Soros, who had been funding liberal causes for years, can be traced to his hiring of attorney Whitney Timmis, T-Y-M-A-S, in 2015. Timmis, who had worked as a public defender and prosecutor, was connected to the Vera Institute of Justice, where she focused on, quote, the role of prosecutors in perpetuating racial disparity, end quote. There she met the ACLU's Chloe Cockburn, who was working to end mass incarceration. And they discussed the role of prosecutors, the low visibility of elections for county district attorneys, and the fact that most people don't even know who their local DA is. As opponents of the death penalty, Timmis and Cockburn hatched a plan to elect anti-death penalty prosecutors and persuaded Soros to give over $1 million to groups that were successful in electing such DAs in Louisiana and Mississippi. Eventually, that modest aim to unseat pro-death penalty prosecutors grew into a national movement with a more ambitious goal. Emily Bazelon, New York Times Magazine staff writer and Soros media fellow, summed up the goal in terms of, quote, making the system operate differently by electing prosecutors who will open the locks of prisons. Rachel Barkow, a law professor and former member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission who supports the rogue prosecutor movement, summed up its goal as follows, quote, to reverse engineer and dismantle the criminal justice infrastructure, close quote. This well-funded and organized movement is not about liberal versus conservative, Democrat versus Republican, or black versus white. It is about power. From the start, the movement focused on the fact that prosecutors, not police, are the gatekeepers of the criminal justice system. District attorneys decide whether to file charges and which charges to file. By replacing traditional prosecutors with attorneys who see defendants as victims, it would be possible to reverse engineer and dismantle the existing criminal justice system. It is no coincidence that Soros, the various political action committees that he controls or funds, and his wealthy far-left allies have given huge financial support to rogue prosecutor candidates in deep blue cities. They target these cities because their electorates are not paying close attention to down-ballot races and can be misled through a bombardment of often misleading advertisements. Over the past decade, Soros has spent more than $40 million on campaigns to elect rogue prosecutors. One group has estimated he's donated as much as $1 billion to the cause if policy infrastructure, media relations, sponsored academic and think tank papers, lobbying campaigns, and grassroots organizing are taken into account. Other billionaires like Facebook's Meta's Mark Zuckerberg or Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz and his wife Carrie Tuna and Patty Quinlan, the wife of Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, have also generously contributed to the cause. What's their playbook? Here's how Stimson describes it. One of the hallmarks of the rogue prosecutor movement has been its usurpation of the constitutional role of state legislatures. Once elected, by the way, this is the same thing the left does with judges. They legislate from the bench. Once elected, rogue prosecutors refuse to prosecute entire categories of crimes that are on the books in their states, justifying their refusal by claiming prosecutorial discretion. But in fact, their refusal to prosecute crimes violates the separation of powers between the executive and legislative branches of government and distorts the entire legal system. Prosecutorial discretion is not limitless. The principle behind it requires the enforcement of laws, except in cases where prosecutors believe in good faith that an applicable law is unconstitutional. It does not give prosecutors the power to redefine crime and punishment. By refusing to prosecute entire categories of crime, they are in effect repealing criminal statutes, acting in place of the legislature. This is prosecutorial nullification, not discretion. So next time the left goes at you claiming nullification, that's how you bunch of Southern, you're wanting to have the Confederacy, just remind them that they are big backers of nullification, and it's through their progressive prosecutor movement. Valid prosecutorial discretion takes many forms, but when we allow for the chronic violation of law, we erode the foundation of our cities and civilization, and respect for the rule of law evaporates. Today, there are more than 70 rogue prosecutors across the country. They represent more than 72 million people, or one in five Americans, and they proudly refuse to prosecute most misdemeanors, claiming that these are essentially harmless, quote, quality of life, close quote, crimes that divert scarce resources. To take one example, Rachel Rollins, the former DA of Suffolk County, which is Boston, Mass., posted a list of 15 misdemeanors her office would not prosecute, including trespassing, shoplifting, larceny under $250, disturbing the peace, receiving stolen property, operating a vehicle with a suspended or revoked license, which again, why have licensing then? wanton or malicious destruction of property, and possession with intent to distribute illegal drugs. Other rogue prosecutors have followed suit. George Gascon, the DA in Los Angeles County, California, issued a written directive to his 1,000 prosecutors detailing the 13 misdemeanors that shall be declined or dismissed before arraignment and without conditions, unless certain exceptions or other factors exist. In the same directive, he said it is not an exhaustive list, meaning you can have a lot more, and that each prosecutor has the discretion to decline any of the hundreds of other misdemeanors in the California Penal Code that fall within the spirit of his directives. And this goes on across the country, ladies and gentlemen. I remind you again, Bexar County, Travis County, Harris County, Dallas County, El Paso County was and probably will be again in the hands of these people.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
In general, higher property value appraisals do not raise your property taxes. That's done by local government officials. Each year, after new appraised values are set, each local government which levies a property tax must calculate and publish the no new revenue tax rate. We used to call it the effective rate. That figure, which reflects appraisal changes, keeps their tax take equal to the previous year's take in aggregate over their taxing district for those same properties. Last year's tax rate, so often talked about, is meaningless in relation to the new rate set each summer by local governments. If your city's appraised values increase 5% on average, the no new revenue or effective tax rate's lowered to produce the same revenue from those same properties as was taken the year before. When officials say they kept the tax rate the same as the year before, if there was an increase in appraised values, then it means they chose to raise your taxes. The previous year's rate's meaningless in determining whether officials voted to raise or lower property taxes. Don't be fooled. Only a vote to adopt the no new revenue tax rate's voting for no tax increase. Costa Rica is a world center for dentistry, and while there are many large clinics catering to Canadians, Americans, and Europeans with good prices, they still have the push-em-through maximize cash flow model. That's not what you'll find with our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga. With Dr. Zuniga, you'll be the patient, the center of attention for your entire stay, beginning from airport arrival until you leave for home. It's a level of care, a family in a sense, few've ever experienced. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattonTexas.com to learn more.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Back to Cully Stimson's going over the playbook for how these rogue prosecutors work. 2 weeks into the job, Kim Fox of Chicago, the first big city Soros-funded rogue prosecutor, yeah, no wonder the killing started there earlier than everywhere else, unilaterally raised the bar for prosecuting felony shoplifting from $300 per instant to $1,000, essentially declaring open season on retail stores. Philadelphia's Larry Krasner, San Francisco's former DA Chesa Boudin, New York City's Alvin Bragg, yep, that guy in court against Trump, and others have acted similarly, contributing to the tsunami of shoplifting and organized theft from retail stores and pharmacies to national chains and family-run stores. Not surprisingly, many in these cities have closed. Krasner was elected to office in Philadelphia in 2018 with the help of $1.7 million from Soros-funded groups. He celebrated on election night by calling himself, think about it, he was elected prosecutor. What did he call himself that night? A public defender with power. The first day in office, he fired 31 experienced violent crimes prosecutors, referring to them as ticks. This is common practice among the rogue prosecutors. By the way, that's what that woman in El Paso did. This is common with them. They replace career prosecutors with public defenders or law students who sympathize with defendants and view police suspiciously. In addition to not prosecuting misdemeanors, rogue prosecutors often reduce felonies to misdemeanors and limit the number of charges a prosecutor can bring in a case to one, even though a suspect may have committed multiple offenses. One of Gascon's most controversial directives in L.A. prohibits prosecutors from adding sentencing enhancements or allegations that would support such enhancements to an indictment, even though in some circumstances California law requires prosecutors so to do. Prosecutors working in Gascon's office cannot allege any 3 or 5 year priors, add gang enhancements, file 3 strike allegations, or allege special circumstances that would result in a sentence of life without parole or death penalty. In many cities, young gang recruits commit violent felonies to prove their street cred. Yet most rogue prosecutors refuse to prosecute violent teenagers as adults, instead sending them to juvie court, where the worst punishment they can get is detention till they're 21. One of the most pernicious policies to come out of the rogue prosecutor movement is the refusal to ask for cash bail. Now, you've heard me speak of this a lot. This is a huge thing in Harris County and other parts of Texas. Harris County leading the way. That represents, you know, bail represents a guarantee by a defendant or a person acting on behalf of them that the defendant will show up for trial. The amount required for bail varies by jurisdiction and by crime. Those who can't afford to post bail remain in custody pending trial. But district attorneys, including Fox, Gascon, Boudin, and by the way, these in Texas, have directed their prosecutors not to ask for cash bail in many cases, and they do not seem bothered by the fact that this has led to additional crimes, including murder. Predictable results, Cully Stimson says. Crime rates have exploded in the cities that have elected these progressive prosecutors. In the 5 years before 2018, when Larry Krasner was elected in Philadelphia, there was an average of 271 homicides per year. And that was already bad. Since 2018, there's been an average of 457 per year, of which 83% of the victims are black. Non-fatal shootings have risen from an average of 1,047 a year to 1,588 a year. Aggravated assault while armed with a gun went from 2,209 per year to 3,116 per year. Retail thefts went from 7,412 per year to 9,084 per year. And auto theft went from 5,691 to 8,665 per year. Philadelphia. Filthadelphia. In Chicago, in the 6 years before Kim Fox became state's attorney for Cook County in 2017, there was an average of 510 homicides per year. That number rose to 660 in her first year. Through 2022, it averaged 666 per year, with over 75% of victims being black. To put this carnage into perspective, between 2003 and 2010, there were 3,481 Americans killed in action in Iraq, an average of 435 per year. In the war in Afghanistan between 2001 and 2014, there were 1,833 Americans killed in action, an average of 141 per year. Chicago's annual murder rate dwarfs these figures. It is not an exaggeration to say parts of Chicago on any given weekend have become domestic war zones. Although the rogue prosecutor movement is incredibly well-funded, it is showing signs in places of electoral vulnerability, he writes. Voters in blue cities who were intentionally persuaded to vote for reform-minded candidates, quote-unquote reform-minded, who talk about reimagining the criminal justice system and eliminating so-called mass incarceration, meaning that just means eliminating putting lots of people who commit crimes in prison. That's all that means. They use the term mass incarceration to lead you to believe, to vision the idea of a prison state like their chosen Marxist countries where they literally do have mass incarceration. Voters are increasingly coming to their senses given the harsh reality of rising crime rates. Voters in Baltimore and San Francisco have ousted rogue prosecutors Marilyn Mosby and Chesa Boudin, respectively. Ethically challenged rogue prosecutors Kim Gardner of St. Louis and Rachel Rollins of Boston have had to resign from their posts. George Gascon has barely survived two recall petitions in Los Angeles and most recently received only 25% of the primary vote in a field of 11 candidates. The lesson for voters across America is to pay close attention to low-visibility local races, such as district attorney races, which directly affect public safety to protect their communities against the kind of devastation we see in so many of America's once great cities. Now, this is a summary of a speech given by Cully Stimson of the Heritage Foundation and reprinted in Imprimis, the March 2024 issue. If you want to subscribe free of charge, get your monthly sheet that has one really good piece edited up for print of a thinker, just visit Imprimis, imprimis.hillsdale.edu. Yes, that's the same thing you heard Paul Harvey promoting all those years ago. I've been a reader for, decades and decades. And I interviewed Cully Stimson on this subject back in June 26, 2023. It was posted as a podcast extra. He's got a book out on this, Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities. What I find, ladies and gentlemen, as being the Texas anchorman, the political swami of the Lone Star State, and having done this and been paying attention longer than almost anyone in the state, even the radio thing, I'm the first to say I'm going to focus on Texas politics of any daily show, and there's people copying everywhere now. But they don't really know much. Most of them are lazy. They don't read very much. And frankly, they hadn't been around long enough, even the smart ones. This isn't new. It's just the new form. And that's real easy to see when you look at the origins of this straight out of the Marxist movement. Where do you think CRT, that's critical race theory, and DEI, all these come out of specific, very real palpable, I mean, not made up, not amorphous, real palpable schools of Marxism, schools of thought. And this movement we clearly brought to you, Cully brought to you, is backed by Marxists. It, at its root, they openly say it's anti-capitalism. But what we hear constantly from neighbors and even elected officials who, you know, got in there to make money or to have a revenge against somebody on an issue, and they really don't know much about the bigger civil war we're in from a political or cultural standpoint, is they think those are radical statements that are untrue and stuff. They just don't get it. And it's sad that it's become up to us, but I don't think there's really anything new in that. It's up to us to educate our elected officials in these code words, in what these things are. In Harris County, bail reform and stuff was pushed. And I'll tell you, some stupid Republicans, and I mean stupid because they were willfully ignorant of the movement, fell for it because of the idea of lowering the cost of running the big county jail early on. And it got them into a big, big mess. They just let people out even on personal recognizance bonds or criminals.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
Why is Winters Dozer Service among the best able to help you? Background, experience, and equipment availability. Hunter Davis is a mechanical engineering graduate of Texas A&M Class of 08 with experience in farm and ranch real estate. Plus providing fence supplies, Winters Dozer Service knows how to help you on your big country project and can see the big picture. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
At Las Brisas, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free, the same for the exclusive Meijer Natural Angus beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef. Fish is flown in fresh several times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all five stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
Joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, "Stop!" It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We're talking about this progressive prosecutors movement. And when you heard Cully Stimson talking about this in the speech that I read you from In Primus and in his book when he interviewed with me back in 2023 in the summer, you constantly hear mentioned Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago. And what bothers me about that, I've seen it my whole life, you will get people who should know better, often people with businesses, money, and a little bit of local power, including elected officials, who will just say, you know, yeah, it's bad there. We don't have that kind of thing here. And that is extraordinarily dangerous because we do. We have it all over Texas. I would estimate, what, half the population or 40% or so of the population of Texas is now living under the rogue prosecutors? Harris County, just unelected in the Democratic primary, Kim Ogg, a lesbian left-wing prosecutor who was still a tough-on-crime prosecutor for the most part. Their bail reform problems weren't coming from the DA's office. They elected during the Obama years an across-the-board sweep of the county court at law and district judges in Harris County, of which there are many, 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 and filled them with a lot of people who weren't qualified, frankly, to be $10 an hour lawyers fighting a Class C traffic ticket. And that's not a joke. In fact, many have ended up on corruption charges and things like that. They're just, it's just a courthouse full of these people. You know, they lower the bond down to $100. Now they've been let them go on PR bonds, even though they have a rap sheet like crazy. They're already on bond for other things. They violate the bond, and instead of putting them in the jail, they're letting them go. Crime is almost all committed by the same people, folks. The vast majority of crime is recidivist in nature, meaning criminals are recidivists. They repeat crime over and over. When these people are out, yes, we need a bail system. On a particular charge, somebody's not guilty. But when they violate the rules of the system, there shouldn't be any question whatsoever about locking them up. But under this social justice movement stuff that we get from the modern Democrat Party, and it is the 90% of mainstream position of the modern Democratic Party, even in Texas, this stuff gets placed in place, and it's done, and it's costly in lives. Harris County just had one of the Soros guys knock out Kim Ogg, 75% to 25%. Why was it so great? Because the Houston Chronicle and the other media go along with it, because they are largely, not all of them, but largely fellow travelers on this Marxist revolution. Bexar County, they did the same thing. Elected a Soros-backed far liberal in a Democrat primary. Same thing happened in Travis County a couple of elections ago. This Garza guy, this little dweeb who was working in some not-for-profit office that's part of all this Soros stuff, he comes in and challenges a liberal Democrat but who was tough on crime and wins handily, because this is the street-level politics in the Democratic primary. It is the mainstream. This Marxist revolution, DEI, CRT, all the other isms, they all spring, as Cully Stimson did a great job of explaining, from the Marxist movement. And yet when we talk to local leaders, same thing in Dallas. Remember, he said, we're not going to prosecute people up to $750 and all the other. El Paso, same thing happened there, but citizens got mad that she fired the tough criminal prosecutors because of that mass shooting at Walmart, and they wanted the guy to get the death penalty, and locals got mad, so they removed her, and she saw fit to get out before the court ruled she had to get out. In other words, this surrounds us. This is deeply in Texas and represents a huge part of our population, if not half of it. You better wake up, you local civic cheerleaders and others who always think we're a bunch of radicals, because you're ignorant. This is the bane of my life. Running into people who are otherwise good people, who are pretty sharp in their business, they get elected to things, and they are the ones who are among the most ignorant. Boy, I really had this cemented in when I started running campaigns, you know, professionally, not just as a volunteer, running the whole things. They don't know anything. It is not unusual for your state rep, state senator, congressman, mayor, city council to really be among the most ignorant people about politics in the bigger sphere. That's why I like Ron DeSantis and people who really were fashioned up listening to Rush Limbaugh, because they began to be schooled daily on what's really going on out there. It's not point of view as much as it is they actually know this stuff's happening. I guarantee you, if you bring things like this up to a lot of folks in your community and a lot of people who have influence, and you don't just soft pedal it, you tell them what it is, tell them who these people are, that it's all out of the Marxist thing. If they don't say it to you directly, when you've left the room, they say it, oh, in other words, people, the conspiracy theorists, not the Soros money, what are they talking? We don't have that here. We have it here. We have it all over, ladies and gentlemen. It is deeply ingrained in Texas. Now, the legislature, to its credit, even though there is a lot of this kind of stuff, this is the very kind of thing that we're very frustrated with the last, well, you don't count Strauss, he's just an out-and-out liberal, but the last two speakers, Bonin and Phelan, it has been very distressing to us because they are the types and their lieutenants who ignore these things. In fact, one of those people admitted on this program two years ago, they thought we were crazy about all this transgender stuff, and openly were decrying it and saying we're a bunch of nuts. This is something that Empower Texans and Tim Dunn and people like Robert Pratt and everybody, and I wasn't even, I don't take any, I just followed what was being done. I wasn't a leader in that. But you know what I'm saying? We just gin this up, and then 2 years later, they're admitting in the legislative session, gosh almighty, this is real. It's going on in our major hospitals, including our state medical schools and stuff. This is real. They didn't believe us at all beforehand, even though they were presented with evidence, and I know for a fact that leaders in the legislature were presented with evidence from the activists bringing this forward. What I'm explaining to you is never, ever think that the people who are elected to office know a lot about what's going on. They often get inside a little bubble, and it's all about their power, the bills they're passing for their backers, not the general backers like you and me, but, you know, the big guy with money that wants the competing company to have a barrier to compete with his company, this kind of thing. I mean, it's all over the place, and all of it's not nefarious either, or some of it's a lot of good policy. They just don't. Most of them, I have learned, don't know much. About a third of the legislators do pay attention. They listen to Rush when he was on. They listen to my show. They read. But I learned when I started running campaigns and stuff, I couldn't believe it. I mean, back then, before we had internet and all this cable TV, now it's they watch Fox News and they think they know what's going on, which is crazy. A lot of the cultural issues, the Murdochs and Fox products and Murdoch news products are part of the left's culture war. But more importantly, I was shocked that they weren't even readers of The Spectator or of National Review. And I mean, people running for Congress. I mean, how do you know anything? They really don't. And I know it's very hard. This is one of those things that till you experience it, you'll never believe it either. You'll never believe it because it's counterintuitive. That's why we in a republic, we're the sovereigns, not the elected people, even though they think they are. We are the sovereigns. We lend them our power through our vote for limited terms. The legislature, one thing we did get done on this, to their credit, was this new law, HB 17, and it's being tested right now, and not by some Republican, being tested against the Travis County DA. Now, she may not have a good enough case, and it's very likely she doesn't, but a judge, and as I reported recently, a judge did let it go forward, where a neighboring county's DA can bring charges in a neighboring county's court. So you get in the case of Travis County, they're all lefties, and they're going to circle the wagons behind their guy no matter what he does, like they do in Harris County. But you get a Republican and a Republican judge or just an honest judge's court, and maybe you can do something about it. That is just a pinprick start at what needs to be done to combat this perversion of the separation of powers. Keep up with what really matters from yours truly with a membership, free. Don't give your info to anybody. The Proud on Texas Listener Club. You can join free at proudontexas.com. You get a special email address to me. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Proud on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.